Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Distraction. It's me, Robert O'Neill. I have a very special guest to interview at the top of the show today, and we're just going to not waste any time. We're going to bring him in. Sean, thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time, and I like your hat.
I appreciate your time, and I like your hat.
Thank you. Quick questions for you here.
A couple quick questions?
Yeah. I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yeah, you know.
I know you're busy.
So just right off the bat here, let's say you're sitting in your car at a stoplight and someone comes and jerks the door open, says, "Get out of your car, I'm taking your car." What would you do?
What would you do?
You know, I don't think I should answer that just based on
I don't think I should answer that.
No, that's fair. Just another quick one for you real quick. What's your opinion on John Elba?
No. What's your opinion on John Elba?
Fuck John Elba.
Yeah, fuck John Elba.
And I said, psychosis!
This one's for all pals. And O'Neill starts to feed from the jaws of victory with the pipe gun and the chubby cheese. Distraction. Hey! Podcast. Pure filth. Is dummy shit, so what's Joseph Grinch as I do his bit? Distraction. Hey! Roll up.
Hey. 1, 2, 3. Oh shit.
great job, O'Neill. Great job. I hit the wrong one for the cold open.
So let me explain this for here. I had no clue that Bob wasn't supposed to know it was Sean. I didn't even know it was a bit. Why couldn't he not know? Special guest. Like it was completely surprised.
I wanted to have like free reign on what he could ask.
Should I hit him with the backstage news on this? Since I'm breaking news all the time. This was supposed to happen weeks ago. Yeah. Jeremy brought me this hat. I don't know why. Oh, because he drove and I flew. That's why. He could physically bring this hat to Chicago. But I did not have the room in my luggage to bring it back. So fortunately, our great moderator here, Hannah, Cher Delaware, took it in her luggage and mailed it to my house. And for weeks, I don't like to talk about my wife on the broadcast, but for weeks, my wife has harassed me to get this fucking hat out of her sight.
What are you going to do with it now, Sean?
I've got a room full of props from like Quizzlemania and stuff. So I don't know. I'll have to think of something, but a wonderful first impression I'm going to make for the new Fightful group that will hopefully take your jobs from you very soon.
Wow.
Well, I agree.
Wow. I'm trying to get more on here. I'm trying to get a whole channel here, Sean.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, pal.
All right. Say bye, Sean. Do you want to plug anything?
Bye, Sean.
All right, there we go. Folks, it is the Distraction annual draft. Let me go ahead and read the super chat from our good friend JJ. One of my favorite big stars. Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to Fightful Team Grapsody. Looking forward to the debut show. Love you for all your hard work. R-Truth, always the first pick. I don't know if they're going to let me draft R-Truth first overall.
We're not going to let you draft R-Truth first overall.
That's a shame. And Hannah says, I deserve a raise for transporting and mailing that. You can now post the picture of you in the hat.
Can you, Jeremy, can you put Reese's comment on the screen, please?
This one?
Joe looks like he's about to do play-by-play for Jarrett Promotions 2021.
Guys, it is the annual draft. Instead of us three and Jack Crosby has a kid. He's like busy.
Yeah.
Pretty.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Pretty disappointing, honestly. But we are here. We are wearing our special hats that we wore last year. Not the exact same, but the draft party means you got to have the hats.
Yeah. Right? Is that a thing? I legit don't remember us doing that.
Yeah, we wore hats last year.
I don't think we did.
We totally wore hats
last year. Maybe we did.
Jeremy says he's like for tradition. And I sat there for 5 minutes thinking, we've only done one of these drafts. I don't know why Jeremy's framing it like it's the 10th annual or something. But
it's the annual draft. We're going to do this every year.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, guys. We have three special guests. This is a trios mock draft here. You guys are going to get very familiar with them on Fightful.com starting this Saturday, YouTube.com/Fightful. It is a live show. Here on Fightful, the Grapsody podcast. Let's bring everybody on. Let's start with a distraction legend, a man who's been on this show before, a man who sent Joseph a birthday wish, did not send me a birthday wish through video, but the great Phil Lindsay. Phil,
how going on, guys? Going on?
You know,
we're sorry to put you through this, Phil.
All right, man. Glad to come through, man. Hopefully, there's no, with that last time that the cameras were like, jittery and shit.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible, yeah. You had the peak distraction experience last time. I remember that, indeed.
Peak experience.
Phil Lindsay is here. Phil from about 20 different outlets. Where are you writing at now, Phil? I know Bleacher Report is still the big one, but where else are you at?
Bleacher Report, Daily DDT, probably some other ones that I'm forgetting. I've had about 5 hours of sleep. I'm sorry.
Joining Phil, from everyone knows him from RBR, a legend in the podcast game. He has been on the show as well. Will Washington. Will, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Although I missed the hat memo, and I was like looking around just nearby for the closest hat I could find. And I guess my kids got me this like number one dad hat.
There you go. So,
that's it. Come on, man.
That's good stuff.
So I guess I'm everyone's dad today. So there we are. Is number one dad Phil, by the way. There we go. With the I mean, dude, you in the late night Twitter spaces, like that's what's gonna keep you up at night. How late were you like doing that last one last night? Like my connection ended up dropping. I'm like, I'm not even gonna jump back in.
I don't remember. probably like 2 a.m. I had something to do, so I'm like typing and listening to people talking to space at the same time.
I just gotta get some sleep.
Come on, man.
Joseph doesn't sleep either. He's doing
sleeps for cowards.
Nah, man.
It definitely doesn't affect your health if you never sleep. Trust me. Take it from me, guys. You'll be fine.
Nah, man. Sleep's the cousin of death, man.
And making his distraction debut, losing his distraction virginity. You know him from PWI, the PWI 500, Righteous Reg. Reg is here. How you doing?
500 of them, thanks. Also the BW 500, that's what it's really about. Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be here. Peace. I just want to say this is my first choice for a hat, but I didn't want like
not even censors.
Come on, man.
100%
I just wanted want you guys to know that I have that because Terry, it's always
man.
It's B forever, Terry.
It's all right, man. Red caps are a little scary, man. So
yeah, exactly. I don't want to confuse anyone. It's just like
mine's
a hat.
Elmo hat. Am I okay with
Nah, man. It's all smiles on your head. It's just those caps. The caps are just, you know. You got the trucker look to it. It's A little scary.
I don't want to confuse anyone on this matter.
Evan Wright says, Phil, draft Festus for the Spaces memes, please.
No, oh, man. Well, we'll have copious amounts of conversations about the Festies at some point. Can't put the spoilers out yet, but Festies coming to you very soon.
Oh, man. Guys, we're going to do a WWE mock draft. It's not going to be official WWE rules because they don't know what the official rules are. So how are we going to follow that stuff?
Making it up as they go, like they do.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask you. I was going to ask you the rules, and I never even thought of the fact there are no rules. That's a very fair point. You're right.
Yeah, they don't know what the rules are, so how am I going to remember what the rules are? Here's how it's going to work, though. We're going to go kind of back and forth on stuff. You can draft stables together. You can draft tag teams together. You could split them if you would like as well. We're going to do 25, 30 picks, depending on time and everything like that. And I think that's pretty much – we're not doing the whole – because they do the gimmick like a Raw is 3 hours, so they get two picks for every one. That's stupid.
So you say stables, how loosely? Because that can be a bit of a mess, right? What are we talking here? Are there any big factions right now? There aren't any to worry about, right?
There are two, right? They're going to draft one. They're going to draft the first Trios group. We're going to draft the
Trios
second.
Trios is fine, but I was like, there's no like six-man groups in the WWE right now, right?
No, not really. No. Okay. NXT and NXT UK are available. You can pull from both of those brands.
Oh, great. Right?
Anybody you want on those brands. Bob, it doesn't have to be 35 and over.
Bob, write down LA Knight for the top pick. Can I get that one?
Keep it. Have it. Go for it.
Since you guys are our esteemed guests, we will take the first pick. O'Neal.
You know what? That's all right, because we have, much like the folks at Fox, although I couldn't find the exact one, so instead I brought the Astro Megazord from Power Rangers in Space, we have a draft robot in the room with us.
Wait a minute.
His name's Robert O'Neal.
Yo, this is exactly like the episode of Power Rangers in Space where the Ninja Turtles make that cameo.
Yes!
It's a crossover episode.
O'Neal, okay. Our first pick.
Hang on. I don't give him that much responsibility. It's just, when we get into a little bit, then Bob can take the picks about us adding anything. Okay. Now we talked a little bit before this program here, Jeremy and I did. And you guys don't have to play by these rules, which is how we're gonna try and approach this. For the sake of content, our discussions as to who we're picking are not gonna be us texting each other privately, because that seems like bad podcasting. Okay, now if you guys want to do that, you can. We're not gonna do that. So Bob, what is your current instincts on this as the one with the big board sitting in front of you?
Bloodline. What are we doing here? Why is this a discussion? We're gonna take Bloodline. They're gonna take New Day, and then the draft actually starts.
I mean, yeah, all three of them. Yeah, all right, I would say just Roman, but yeah, I mean, if you could take all three, yeah.
Yeah, I also didn't know we could take all three of them. So yes, we'll take the Bloodline.
If they team together, they got shirts. They're stable.
No, it's true.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, the Bloodline's that big.
WWE would do that, but I see.
This does feel sketchy immediately, I'm going to be honest with you.
Otherwise, we'll take New Day. Otherwise, if it's just Roman singular, we may as well.
But look what happened at the last draft. They took the New Day away. Well, but no, you can take anybody you want. Like you said, we could take stables. Go for it. Yeah, the Bloodline is a stable. I was making a joke. They are a stable. I think from here on out, they are like together.
Look at this, man. These guys give themselves the first pick and then go straight out. Yeah, we're taking Bloodline. We were Roman Usos. Like, what is this, man?
I have to say, I knew I was unprepared for this, but me being already confused seems very bad for this program. Okay. I'm not going to lie, this doesn't seem to bode well. Okay, the Bloodline's our pick, right? We're happy with that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bloodline in. There you go.
All right, you guys take New Day, and then we'll start the draft.
I mean, honestly, that's probably our first pick. Honestly, had we even gone first, still would have taken the New Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably would have, man. Come on, man. Two WWE champions on that team. Come on, man.
Easy pick. The current WWE champion. Let's go.
All right, there we go. Let me make a banner here. Jesus. Good all right, stuff. O'Neal. Actually, let's actually start our draft now. Who are we taking?
Okay, great. Bob's dog is immediately
fired up. What do we got here? The dog fired up for our number two pick.
Do you guys want to go with like Sasha or Becky next? One of those two, or
I think we go. I If we're going in that direction, I think it has to be Bianca Belair.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Becky, the current Becky stuff has dropped a pretty sizably down my big board. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll go Banks or Belair.
Yeah, I think it's Banks or Belair.
I lean towards the latter. I'd rather have Bianca.
Okay.
Personally.
Sure.
Jeremy?
I'd rather have Sasha.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Neil, Bob. You're the deciding pick.
Oh, so Bob's going to split us on.
Yeah, okay. Bob's going to split us.
Oh, man.
Now we know who Neil's picking.
Yeah, I think we're going with Bianca.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good job, Bob. Okay. This nice is a good start. I'm happy with this.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are on the clock.
All right. I feel like a top female star is probably the safest pick. I am shocked they didn't go with Sasha because, honestly, she's a fucking Star Wars. That would be my pick. I would say Sasha Banks.
Now we got to go with the GOAT, man. We're going with Sasha.
How could I ever in the world vote against Sasha Banks, man? Come on. I would have picked her first over New Day and Bloodline.
It's interesting.
That's just me. That's just me. I know she's like leave for like 3 or 4 weeks, but you know, she'll come back.
That's fair. We're in crunch time. We need those ratings on boosts, so we need Sasha.
Right.
I feel like after the last 18 months of how much that roster has changed, it feels like these first picks are the only ones that we're all going to be really confident on and happy right. with, and I think it's going to get messy real soon. I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm already struggling over here.
Yeah. No, I was about to say, like, this is where it gets tough, and I was doing a bit at first, but, like, it is a little tougher now.
Okay, so what direction would you like to go in, Robert O'Neill? We've got a top male star, top female star, top tag team.
Yeah.
They're great building blocks. We've both got those, right? Which direction are you thinking next, Bob?
You know, I think you just need to take a guy at that point who can just go out there every week and just work, you know? So,
Roderick Strong.
I mean, you know, like a Randy Orton type, maybe not Randy Orton yet.
Slow it out high.
Too early for that, yeah, but, you know.
Is that actually like the next big pick? Is this roster that bad now?
Orton's really, he's really over. He's very
I love Orton, but like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, AJ Styles is a guy that you would take at some point, but probably not yet. No, I mean, I'm just, who do you think, Joseph? Do you have?
I haven't got a clue. If that's our next two options here, who's the, I don't want Seth. Don't say Seth.
Yeah, I was intentionally not bringing him up because I knew he weren't going to go for it.
You know who we're taking. You know who we're taking. O'Neill, I can't believe you didn't say this.
Roderick Strong?
I don't care if he's only going to work like 2 or 3 shows a year.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Why?
We can't do that.
Why?
No one needs any more of him on television.
I was going to do it a little bit later, but.
I want to take him now.
If you want to, we can. Joseph doesn't seem happy with it, but we both agree, so.
All right, yeah. Fine, do it.
That's fine. I'll go with Brock.
Brock Lesnar. There we go. Very angry over this.
Y'all can have homeboy.
Yeah, I was. You guys could have took him like 14th pick and go for it.
Kind of what I thought, but
I'm not really. We have a couple of choices. A lot of choices, not a couple of choices.
I'm glad someone does.
The former WWE champion, Bob Lashley, is just right there in the world. Can come and beat everybody up that there is. We got a couple of cool picks on SmackDown. Happy Corbin is available. He always has, I mean, this is a hat gimmick, so like, he always has a hat. What y'all thinking?
I feel like, you know, they just assumed we were going to pick New Day and we've got that other stable on the board with Hurt Business. I feel like we should snag them.
I mean, let's take them. Let's take the Hurt Business.
That's fair.
It is what it is.
I forgot they put them back.
Hey, Bob, where's Bob Lashley on your big board, pal?
He would have been our next pick if they didn't.
Oh, he would have? Yeah. Maybe you should have brought him up on the last pick.
We ended up. You know what's cool? We just got 4 guys in the Hurt Business because. Yeah. You forget MVP. That's a great little lineup there.
All right. Okay. I don't know how this went. That round was tough. All right. Come on.
We're building super shows. We're building Mania main events.
Okay, we need
Drew McIntyre next.
No, we're definitely not taking him. We need a full-time top guy, okay? So I do think now that Bob's gone, who was one that I just, for some reason, escaped me, I don't think AJ and Orton are bad picks. Mm. However, I think we would all rather pick AJ's tag partner than Randy's.
Yeah.
Now, Omos is not he's Omos. You know, he's a very big guy. He's not quite there yet. But there's something to be said for having a man that's 7'3" on your wrestling roster. We take those as a team. We get one of the best workers of the generation. And we get the very tall Omos. And I think that's a fair package. That would be my suggestion. You know, Roman and AJ was always great stuff. Yeah. You could run that as a program. Brock and AJ goes about saying. Heyman's got to enter out of AJ, which is fun for content's sake. That would be my leading suggestion, but I'm open to ideas because, frankly, this roster is not as good as I remember it being 1 year ago.
No, I think that's good. You know, you get two guys there. You get Styles as a guy that, you know, we talked about in the last round. I don't have a problem with that.
Right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I like AJ that. And Omos, yeah? Okay. Yes. All right.
Damn. Ooh. See, I wouldn't have taken Omos, but man, I really wanted AJ.
He's a free pick.
He can block some shots, you know, run some five for 10 minutes ago.
You know, he gives you a solid like 7 minutes or so.
Post him up on the small ball lineup. It's good.
All right. I feel like looking at our roster so far, predictably, the three black guys picked everybody black so far.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of a pattern going on.
Yeah, there seems to be a pattern here. So I'm going to break up the pattern just a little bit, and I'm going to say that I would like – I feel like a legend would really help out our roster. And right now there's no current legend going harder right now than Edge.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say old Billy. And I was like, well, this is going weird. I don't know if we should have Bill Goldberg on our roster. We're going really far with this Bob Lashley thing.
I'm going with a slightly worse spear. But overall, better matches.
I was going to actually pitch Charlotte Flair. I don't know why I was going to say that out loud. But I mean, like, hey, man, like, every time she's on screen, it's money in some way for somebody. I don't know. That's what they say.
It's a good pick.
Charlotte Flair. She's somebody. Her dad's Ric Flair, if you guys didn't know.
Are we allowed to talk about Ric Flair right now?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, I'm getting this banned. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Her dad is bleep, bleep.
Man. I kind of think we should go with Charlotte.
That's a good pick. Raw Women's Champion. I like Charlotte.
Can't go wrong with Charlotte.
All right. Okay. are Imperium still a faction?
Yeah. Yes. They're wrestling on 205 Live tomorrow night.
They only knocked out Wolf. I think that's the only guy that's left.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I feel like we need some sense of freshness in that top guy scene. There isn't a lot in the whole promotion.
I agree.
And like, if we've got Brock, Roman, and AJ, if we throw Volta in there, like, I mean, the tag team's cool. They're a good tag team, but like, that feels like the way to kind of just add some spice. This thing's, our roster kind of sucks. It's not very exciting, you know?
No, we're not doing great so far. I think we're losing so far. And we definitely need to.
Okay. Everyone loves the big Volta man, right? So just do that.
I'm shocked. You're a Walter hater, Casey.
I'm not a hater, Jeremy, but if you would like to keep claiming it on every show we do, you can. I'm trying to win a draft here. Soon people are going to vote on this. Everyone seems to like him. Let's go, Walter. And the Imperium. Yeah. Okay. Whatever that means at this point.
Eichner and Barthel.
They are a very good team, actually.
They are. They put on a bunch of bangers, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of bangers, I also would like to go the NXT direction and with a group of some youth who could really energize our brand. One of them happens to be celebrating a birthday today, and I happen to be repping their shirt
But I would say that I would like to take the old hit row.
Next. This is not fair.
I like where this is going. I like this. This is great. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like we should take that. I feel like we should also just take Down South Slang from NXT. They don't need it. Let's just put that on.
Yeah, we can take that. Just give it to us. Yeah. Insert Poppy or one of those. Yeah, some.
Yeah, they don't need it.
Hit row. That's a great pickup. And do you guys think that in the real draft that they are going to get picked up by Raw or SmackDown really quick?
Feels like they need to, right?
Yeah.
This, I feel like it. Let's be honest. This problem that we're actually running into here is a real thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like all of these names feel awful familiar and like they've done everything they can do with them. So, yeah, I'm with that.
Only thing, I guess, is like switching everybody between brand, like just like. Yeah. Total, like yeah. Roman's on Raw.
Yeah.
Like,
but then they run into that problem because it happens every year where like they swap almost three too many people and then all of a sudden you just have the same
feuds.
And then you end up having the same show just with a different color.
Right. Yeah. That is kind of
so. Okay. We need something big because the chat is saying that we've lost. Bob, are you related to anyone in WWE, Bob?
No. You know, so.
Otis. I thought Otis was your brother.
We're definitely not picking Otis. Okay. We need someone for Bianca to feud with. Who we got? Who's off the board? Do injuries matter here, folks? Are injuries a thing?
No, not really. No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah. I would say because WWE rules are always like it's somebody who's active, right? Because like Becky wasn't in the draft last year because she was technically ineligible to be drafted because she wasn't active. Mm. I feel like it should be somebody who's at least active because otherwise John Cena, but otherwise, I don't know. Cause like Brock, I would consider active at the moment, but like somebody who's out on injury.
Joseph won Bayley.
Yeah. We're going to have to pick Becky Lynch.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Bayley. That's a,
I don't really want to pick Becky Lynch, but that feels like the obvious pick.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want Asuka.
She's also inactive, though, right?
Is she technically inactive? I mean, she hasn't been around, but, like, she's not. Yeah.
Well, generally, when someone's not around, they're inactive, Bob. But, you know, if we're going to – I don't know. I think, honestly, even though the way they're doing it now has probably killed the interest on it somewhat, I think Becky and Belair is a big feud, right? So I guess that's what we do as our two kind of main players, and then we can build the – supporting cast as we do, but it seems like we need to do that before we get full way behind on the women's division front. So I think star power wise we have to go Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Some stupid punk wants to know who's drafting Bruce and
Bob O'Neil.
And throwback, watch the product. We've already taken Walter.
Well, I literally did that only for the chat, and everyone still said 5 minutes later we had lost the draft already. And I only did that to make them happy and they still didn't.
Our chat sucks, Joseph. I keep telling you. I tell you this every single show. Our chat's dumb.
Yeah, good luck, guys, when you get this bit watching your show every week. Good luck. Good luck. Okay, so Becky Lynch, that's on the board. Okay, cool.
Becky Lynch, yep.
Well, on the other end, and they always say don't split up couples, but I feel like match-wise, I don't know, I kind of want a bit of a go man, and I feel like there's one really solid pick for that, and that's Seth Rollins.
Now we got to take the drip guy, bro. We got to take him.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins, you say? I'm
on, man.
Ready.
Man, he had the shiny suit on for you, man. He had his puff action jumping off. Like, come on, man.
Look, we'll force him to take Bernard down back and like. And be Monday Night Rollins again.
Oh, I only agree if they stop saying drip. That would be, if there's drip one time, we're sending them right back. As soon as they drip out, you're out. No, I can't. I can't. I just can't. I don't want to hear that. I wouldn't want to see my show and hear that for him. No. But yes, if he's wrestling, yes.
Seth Rollins.
All right. These haters of love have taken Seth Rollins to split.
You guys. You could have took Seth 3 hours after we went off the air, and he still wouldn't have won the ball.
Not Seth fans?
No, I'm not, man. He's a good pro wrestler. He's a good pick.
I like him.
Some guys can just be on their TV too long, man. And it's, you know, there's only so many 10-minute promos someone can cut in the, you know, the tinted light and stays too much. Anyway, that's fine. just slid that in there. Okay. Look, now there's a guy here who I think is an objective top guy. But I believe he is currently working with Happy Corbin as he waits for his contract to expire.
Yeah.
But like, if we're just drafting here, I feel like we need to get Kevin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens is a top guy. He can go babyface or heel. Great promo, great pro. I mean, it goes without saying, right? Should we get Owens? Should we save Kevin Owens? Okay. Kevin Owens.
I mean, Jeremy, we've only got him for like 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
In 3 months, we'll all have forgot we even did this draft. Don't worry about it.
So I myself was thinking we'd go a little bit on the women's side too. We go all the way down to NXT, maybe one of the best women's wrestlers still in NXT. Io Shirai, she can tear any match, any roster, anything up with the women. Any woman she goes in there with is going to be a classic. So Io Shirai, I think, from NXT would be a pick.
Yeah, we've got Charlotte. We've got Sasha. Makes a lot of sense.
Io Shirai, that would be just the dope matches that could happen right there. I'm down with Io Shirai.
Very pumped for Charlotte Flair to introduce herself with the old school, what's your finish, something kick out of it.
All right, then. What's your finish, kid? Actually, I do a moonsault, so.
I think this is a pick that's going to, I don't even want to do it because the chat's going to kill me, but I like both of the women in the team. Like
Rhea and Nikki.
If you just look at them as just pieces of talent, Nikki can do anything, including this shit she's currently having to do, which, you know, God bless. She wants to do it. That's fine. I will not have her doing it if we were, you know, using this roster. Rhea's great, has a ways to go, but she's definitely, she gets a star reaction consistently. I don't know if we need to pick them now, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like the chat will kill us if we do that.
Here's what the chat thinks.
I do. I want to win, Jeremy. I'm a winner. Okay. Yeah, much like Arn Anderson, I'm not coaching a loser, pal. I'm here to win. Right? Now, speaking of people that we use better, if we give Finn his leather jacket back and stop the paint shit, I mean, Finn's tremendous. Finn is NXT champ, one of the best wrestlers, you know, last year or this year, whatever it was. Yeah. So they're my two leading candidates. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like Finn.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Io here, but they took her. So, you know, I'm fine with either of your options, really. I mean, I think we probably could wait on Rhea and Nikki, but.
Yeah. Finn is tremendous. Finn. Okay, good. So what's our, like, main event male scene now? We've got Roman, Brock, apparently, AJ, Finn, Owens, and Volta.
Yeah.
All right, we can live with that. That's fine.
That's pretty tough.
Agreed. Apparently the chat thinks it sucks, so, you know what?
Damn,
they're
dumb.
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there because we have EO, and EO and this person have never wrestled anywhere before. I think we should take Asuka.
Far and wide and light years away.
Silence here, Phil.
You know what? Because I know for Phil, she's an all-time favorite. I will concede on that one, and I will also say Asuka.
Come on, get the cat excited.
You know what? I would make Asuka a heel to go against Io, and let's fight. So, yeah, I agree, Asuka.
All right.
That's a good pick. All right.
Where is Asuka?
Injured, right?
I don't know.
It's his arm injury.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can definitely wait on that tag that I said. So, is there any good tag teams left in this promotion?
Got the Street Profits.
Street Profits,
you know,
are good.
You who's know what that? I like? You know what
see,
I like?
This is
about
why
this.
No, hang on. Okay, do it. Yeah, fine.
O'Neal, you know what I like about the Street Profits?
They bring the swag like nobody can.
They don't mean to brag. What about it? Yeah.
Good job. Okay, anyway, so now this is where this sucks, right, is I want to pick the Street Profits, and we have, you know, we compare them with the Usos. And then my brain tells you they've wrestled 15 times in the last 2 weeks, and I suddenly it seems less exciting. But there's no other teams, wrestle, is there?
I mean, period. Yeah.
What was you gonna say? What was you gonna say? Well,
there's Orton and Riddle, but we've been avoiding that.
Oh yes, we're gonna continue
believe,
to avoid that.
I can't believe Orton's been completely passed over, by the way.
I just find a lot of the top guys are in that same age range. So once you pick a couple, you're like, how old is this scene gonna be? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why, I mean, I love Randy, but that's why I run into it. I think we're not taking the Dirty Dogs because that would lose me this draft, even though I definitely would like them. I think even though the Usos seem to run into the ground, but it's the Street Profits are the best team on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we've got three teams, which in WWE land is way too many teams. That'll be fine. Okay, let's do Street Profits.
We can push Montez as a single as well.
You know, I honestly had that thought that had they still been available a little later on, I would have just taken Montez. And it's not anything against Angelo Dawkins, but like I kind of have this vision in my head of.
But you may as well just take both of them.
But at least to signify that I would like to see them doing a little bit of singles work, at least for the next couple of years, and then reunite them down the road. And the only way to like hammer that in is we took you separately. Shinsuke Nakamura is the Intercontinental Champion, and when motivated, really? Can still – yes. He is very much currently the Intercontinental Champion, and when motivated, he delivers. I just feel like he needs a hot rivalry, and I feel like we could probably provide him that anywhere on the roster.
Riker and Cross. Oh, my goodness. I gotta go.
The only Cross Riker knows is the one in Front Yards.
Oh, hold on a minute. Wait a second. I've been holding back too, you guys.
I would take Shinsuke, but his guitar playing mate has to stay at home.
Leave the guitar, leave bro. Leave Boots
at home.
I don't want it. But yeah, I agree. I think Shinsuke and Nakamura still has some pretty good matches, and when they put him in situations for him to work, he does.
Yeah.
I think we need another 40-year-old main event guy who's been criminally misused for much of his career. I think we should probably – Cesaro is still like a thing, right? Did I miss that news bulletin? He's still – I mean, I love Cesaro. I don't know what his upside is at this point, but he's one of the great pro wrestlers. He still can have – tremendous matches. I still think, you know, in a good wrestling promotion.
Could we can team him with anybody, really?
I got an idea
for Cesaro with our next pick, Joseph. I'm fine with taking Cesaro here. I would like my voice to be heard on our next pick.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, cool. Cesaro is very good. You wouldn't know it from what happens on TV, but I'm told he's very good.
All right. I got a question for Reg, and I have a question for Phil, but I'll start with Reg. Reg, do you like bears?
I like that tag team in AEW, Bear Country. Is that their name? Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and Phil, do you like cats?
I do like cats, sure.
All right, well, big question. Do you guys like bear cats?
Not really a fan of football like that, but you know, I'm following.
Specifically, do you guys like the Bearcat Keith Lee?
I see how you brought this around. Hey,
I honestly,
we're going to talk about this on our podcast in extensive length because I have a lot of things to say about it, but yes, the name specifically, because on Saturday, find out about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about Keith Bearcat.
Yeah,
I saw a lot of people trying to explain who Bearcat Wright is, and I was just sitting around like, a lot of you guys have not used that name ever, and now all of a sudden you know who Bearcat Wright is. Twitter. But yeah, I'm all for getting Keith Lee.
Yes, we love Keith Lee regardless, and we always will. Bearcat.
Tremendous politic in there, Jeremy. Tremendous work. Wonderful stuff. Okay. Right, Jeremy, you wanted your voice to be heard on this.
Yes. O'Neill, do you like diamonds?
Yes.
Joseph, do you like mines?
Are you actually going to do this for me? You're the best.
Yeah, thank you. I can test the Blanchard. I knew
it. Yes. Dude, we get Roddy. We get the Creed brothers.
Hell yeah.
We get Malcolm. We get Ivy.
And you're putting Cesaro in that, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, if you put Cesaro in Diamond Mine, and you have him and Roddy work one tag match a month, we have the best wrestling show in the world. I'm fine. Yes. I'm fine with this. I have no issue. We're going to book a 60-minute time limit draw with the Usos. all right. I don't know if it's a good pick, but, I mean, they fucking rule, so let's just pick them. Who cares, right? We're going to lose anyway.
I feel like we've turned things around. Everyone loves Malcolm Bivens.
That's true. Honestly, I would have just taken Malcolm on his own, but...
Honestly, same here.
With disrespect to Roddy Strong.
The sorrow of the backbreaker, brother.
I think we need some young talent around here because it's looking, you know.
Good luck.
I'm like, where are they?
If we're taking somebody young, I think we should take Chicago native Mustafa Ali.
I like it. He can have bangers with pretty much anybody on the roster. That's a good one.
Mustafa Ali.
Damian Priest is 39 years of age. Did you realize this?
Yeah.
Damn, Bob, is there anyone under 35 on your big ball, Bob?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, Rhea still, but, you know, she's... Yeah. I don't know, because, yeah, I mean, we are kind of running into the issue that you've brought up where, like, you know, I'd like to take Sheamus or Randy Orton or whatever, but, you know... Just crowding the main event scene with old guys, not ideal.
I tell you who I'd like to take, but I think, and ironically, Phil and I discussed this last night. I think the perception of this talent has been damaged so much that this will seem like a weird pick.
Oh, no.
Like, Ricochet is incredible, man. Yeah. And if we've got established top guys, Ricochet's not a great promo. He can easily get brought up by the guys we've got. I mean, we're not going to ever work Brock in a 2-minute squash because we're not fucking idiots. But, you know, we could certainly.
Hey, you guys have Brock on your rosters.
So. That's what I'm saying. So we're keeping a mile away from each other.
All you need is the right or, I guess, wrong writer, depending
on. We're gonna have Brock die via Roddy Strong backbreaker and never book him again. I've not discussed that yet with Bob, but that's the thing we're going to do. I understand. No one's like really into Ricochet's point because they've kind of killed him. But, like, he adds something different. How old is Ricochet? Early 30s?
He is 32, yeah.
That is very young by WWE standards.
I think that's the play. I really do. I understand the limitations, but, like, he can do special things. I don't think we need him to be a great promo. So that's where I'm going. What do you guys think? Neither of you seem very excited about this pick. Bob, have you dunked on Ricochet on Twitter before? Is that why you're hesitant right now?
I mean, yeah, but that's not relevant.
Is that whole bold?
No, I mean, you make some really good points. And, I mean, I think if, you know, actually used correctly, he is still very good. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Jeremy?
I like Ricochet. And, yes, it'd be nice if – remember when he was in the Money in the Bank ladder match and he got a good pop and he did some cool stuff and then he's never done television since?
We were talking about, like, last night, right, Phil? Like, I assume it was last night and I forget these things. But we discussed the whole Brock thing and that whole bullshit.
Yeah, there were a lot of people doing some very strange capping on Twitter and saying that, you know, Flippy Trev is not entertaining. And he absolutely is. I don't know what they're talking about.
Don't get me started on Ricochet. We might talk about Mike's skills and promos on our podcast too.
Oh, we got there's a lot to talk about.
Oh my God. Everybody, you can't be pushed if you don't have promos. Prove it. Who has promos that's out now? That's good.
Hey, man.
There's like three guys that are good at promos.
They've been pushing Brock for decades, and he doesn't have Mike's
skills. Never. I love the whole thing where it's like a block against any criticism of creative is just what's their character. And it's like, listen, man, these guys ain't characters. They have nicknames, okay? None of them are good characters. You know? Like, they have nicknames. One of them has a sword. Like, it is what it is. You'll be fine. Well, anyway.
We'll be talking about that
this
Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific
right here, youtube.com/Fightful.
Okay.
Rhapsody.
I think
it's our pick.
It's your pick, right? Yeah. Did I take so long discussing my own pick that I actually thought it was my pick again? Yes, I did. Go ahead, guys.
I was thinking maybe an underappreciated talent back on schedule. Her name is Naomi.
That was my pick too.
And if put with anybody in the world and given the opportunity, she has it. I think they're building towards doing that again, but I mean, you know, I don't know. But yes, Naomi, I think, is a great pick.
That was exactly who I was going to say.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Next, so we're on the same page. Naomi,
I'm in.
That's a good pick. I think we should probably do the tag champs now. Yeah. I don't think that these guys take them soon, and I understand why. But like, we've got two women, which I think is problematic. Bob, that's your fault.
Yeah, it's not a deal. We should probably take them. Double our women's division.
The very prestigious Derby Women's Tag Team Champions, Rhea and Nikki off the ball. There you go. Okay, that's fine.
Those titles are floating. They're supposed to be floating, right? I don't.
Yeah. So really, we got them too.
People lose the titles to Mandy and somebody, and you guys.
They're not going to be a team very soon. If we were actually booking this roster, which God forbid, we're never doing that, guys. Don't ask. They're not being chanced for long.
Man. I'm still thinking the future. I'm still thinking youth, and I'm still thinking black. And so therefore, I have there's so much upside to Carmelo Hayes that I feel like if I wanted to showcase young talent and really start to put somebody on the trajectory toward being a star, he's the guy I would put all my chips behind.
Yeah, I'm for that. I don't know if I'm for him bringing his new guy with him. He can leave about it on NXT 2.0. Nobody says that in 2021. Knock it off. It's not what's up. Stop it. Just stop it.
Sorry, Trick. Come on, man. But like, about it, bro. We're not doing that.
Hey, guy looks fantastic. I'm sure when he debuts, he's going to have a good match. But stop saying about it. It's not what's up, man.
Carmelo Hayes, great pick, phenomenal talent, going to be a world champion one day, seriously.
I think we need to lock in here on the women's division. We've got four right now. We've got Nikki, Rhea, Belair, and Becky, right?
Yeah.
I would like to pick Dakota Kai, who I think has been forgotten because she's not been on any of the shows, which, you know, seems bad. I mean, she's great. And I think she's a better babyface, but she was a tremendous heel for the last 18 months or whatever. So I think Dakota adds a lot. And frankly, if you look at our division, like it needs someone that's not been on the main roster for 5 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think Dakota is a good pick, but I'm open to ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I was going to say Dakota or like Toni Storm just to, yeah, kind of get like a fresh face in there.
I think Dakota is just a better.
Yeah.
She's more versatile. I trust her the great matches more. So that's where I was going.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a problem with it. Toni Storm
is the wild child of the 80s.
I heard that. That was why I actually wanted to take Dakota Kai instead.
I'm for Dakota Kai. Big Dakota Kai fan. And I hope I don't know if I want her to get drafted tomorrow or Monday, or if I just want her to be used properly. That's really all I want.
Yep. I have a feeling she's not long for WWE. It seems like.
That's fine.
Yeah. Just because. What the last.
Sorry to hear that.
thinking about the fact that she was like. While she was number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship, they had her work main event and lose. To Aaliyah, like as somebody who's lesser known and lesser
to Aaliyah. Oh God!
And so, like, I don't know.
Really didn't allow much momentum to build for my pick there, Will. I'm going to be honest here. Kind of shut that one down, pal.
But I will say this: thinking about momentum and who kind of has it right now, and somebody who the fans have really wanted to get behind for a really long time. I'm talking about Miss 54 herself, Liv Morgan.
I definitely think like at least the internet wrestling community wants Liv to succeed. It seems like she gets the mixed reaction at shows, but we don't know. I mean, I'm kind of scared of putting her on the same roster with Charlotte. But it's okay.
We're scared of putting any of these people with Charlotte.
We're going with it.
Honestly, controversy, I don't really get it. But yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
Wow.
Honestly, I don't get it. But yes, I agree.
That's good stuff.
I don't get it, but I agree. I just want to make sure that you know that I don't get it. But
How do you feel about the pick of Liv Morgan?
I don't get it, but I agree.
It's a good pick. You know, solid pick. They did a good job.
Don't do that. Do not do that to our teammate, Jeremy. Leave that stuff to Twitter. Okay? Right. Now, I've just realized that Sami Zayn is on the board. Yes. I do not know if Sami Zayn wrestles regularly. He's still doing the thing where he sort of like wrestles like Bobby Heenan, which was a good bit. I mean, Sami Zayn's great. Again, it's just, and I promise I'm not doing a bit when I say this, but it feels like all these people have been around an awful long time on that roster in the same spot. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, as much as I like him, I struggle to get excited about Sami myself. So it's hard for me to pick him with confidence. So, like, I don't know. Who else were you thinking? Bob, you got any?
I have one that's kind of off the board with Legado del Fantasma, who I like a lot. I think they'd be good on the main roster.
Escobar's money. I like that pick a lot. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was a tag, too. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, Bob.
I mean, it's a shame that, like, you asked that question because Sami is, like, regularly on SmackDown and, like, feuding with Rey Mysterio right now. I'm like,
no, you know, I don't watch SmackDown.
There honestly is tremendous upside to Sami Zayn, and I feel like that's a really good pick.
I'm with him, man. Get the dances in. Like, come on, man. That's it.
Sam Zayn, I'm forever a Sam Zayn fan. I could, yes, always. The man. The greatest. One of the best. Yeah, seriously, I can't wait. Oh my God, when he puts the mask back on, it's going to be, people are going to cry.
So, Will mentioned a pick that I had forgotten. And I understand we're going to have to take his dipshit son. Ray is legitimately a top 10 professional wrestler ever. Winnie Brown roster. There's no Ray is special, you know. Like, and I don't even know he works when our roster. I don't really care. We have Ray, we win. It's simple. Not actually win, but I mean, like, in my mind, it's a victory. Let's take Ray and his dipshit son Dom. It's a Twitter bit, folks. That is not a personal feeling on young Dominic Mysterio. He seems fine. Never watched him wrestle. Seems great. Great smile.
You still owe me a Dominic feature.
I have legitimately seen him wrestle 5 times and continue to do a bit where I'm like, I don't know why people dunk on him, man. He seems fine to me. Don't watch him wrestle.
Well, speaking of Rey Mysterios, how do you guys feel about flips and guys named Reggie? I'm kidding. I don't want to take Reggie.
Bringing a 24/7 title in is a risky pick.
Yeah, no, we're going to leave that. And all those guys running after it, we're going to leave it. I think we should get another NXT pick because that is the future. I was thinking there'll be a lot of the NXT vets are kind of older people too. Like, how old is Johnny Gargano? Like, those guys. And Tommaso Ciampa has got to be like 39 years old too. Look at that beard.
I think he's only 36, actually.
Mm.
That's tough. Tough news for Tommaso. Okay.
What are you guys thinking?
If we get someone from NXT, I think we should save Kushida from that brand.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We've got Shinsuke. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, we can get that match with Rollins, too.
Yeah.
Astro Megazord is happy with that pick.
Right. And then there's like Cedric Alexander's there, and it'll be great. Yeah, Kushida.
Okay. Jeremy, can you do that in all caps, please? Can you respect the business?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I think there are two established women we can get. They're very different options, though. One we need to rebrand completely. The other appears to have recently got put on the right track. I'll let you guys pick. I don't mind. We can go Shayna or we can go Alexa. Who have we got right now? What matchups can we do? I mean, I think.
Come on. I know you want Alexa, Joe. Come on.
The problem is, though, Phil, is I want to win, and I understand they've done a lot of damage in that regard. Look, I think genuinely, not doing a bit, if you can not have her do what she's doing right now, Alexa can be a good addition to this roster.
Yeah. Well, she's not. I mean, they killed off Lily, and.
That's fine.
And then we're
gonna repackage her, Joseph.
we could do the Bliss Cross shit again. That was fun. Lexi, all caps, good stuff, Jeremy. Good stuff.
Oh man. Truly respecting the business.
There you go. All right.
I'm gonna go with Apollo Crews. He can the gimmick thing still is kind of up in the air and the spears and all that stuff.
I think it's not up in the air anymore. I think it's kind of a dud. I think that it had like a week of interest. And right. Then,
it wasn't going to have a lot of legs. That's just.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure me and Phil were saying at the time that, hey, that was going to have a really short shelf life. Mm-hmm. And that maybe something with some depth might help, but he is a tremendous athlete.
Right.
And I think that in my territory where people can work and are played to their strengths, he is one I would definitely take.
Yeah, I'm for Apollo. You know, I think it's known what I think of that gimmick. I've said from the very beginning it wasn't going to work. But I'm fine with it. Maybe he can leave the accent where it was. But other than that, I'm cool with getting
them. The chat is asking for a pick that is one of my favorite wrestlers. But I assumed everyone disliked her, so I wasn't going to suggest her out of being a coward. But it seems like we're allowed to pick Ember Moon, which is very good news for me. Can we pick Ember Moon, guys?
Pick Ember Moon.
Thank you, that's fine. I appreciate it. Chat wants me to, so I'm going to do it. Ember Moon is incredible and got no credit or respect whatsoever for coming back from an Achilles tear and wrestling the exact same way, which is one of the most incredible things.
She still does that finish with the Achilles tear.
She is incredible. Her offense is just dynamite. She's wonderful. So, yeah, and we can find Sam for Ember, definitely.
Man, I'm just scrolling up and down the roster now, and I'm like,
we don't have tag champs. I just thought about that. Oh, like at all.
Just put two guys together.
And I legit would not want to make New Day tag teams champions ever again. Like, they did it. We got it, you guys. I don't know.
Ever again?
To see. Yeah, honestly, I'm very honest. Ever again, about though. It. Ever again. I think we're good here, you guys. It's like. Ever. Yo.
They do have, like, most of the records.
Come on, you guys. We've seen it. I love the New Day, but I like what's going on now. I like them. I want them to stay together forever and team. But I don't like tag team champions. Like, let's make some tag teams that are, first of all, real tag teams, not two guys that are feuding. The worst WWE trope there ever is oh, they're wrestling at WrestleMania. Let's make them tag champs.
The Stop Odd Couple it. Tag team.
Stop it.
WWE has like three active They have like three active Odd Couple teams right now. In that there's what, Orton and Riddle, and then on NXT, you've got. Well, I guess we technically split them up, but the NXT Women's Tag Champs, and then also, who's the other one? I feel like there's one other Odd Couple team.
Random Bar 2.0 thing that they just did with the guy from Evolve and the other guy that just had that bar segment.
Oh, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, there you go.
That's their names, right? Briggs and Jensen.
Oh my god. Leave them.
I feel like we should take Shayna.
Shayna.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially with how they're rebooking her. She's great. Yeah, that's how they need to continue to have her do her thing.
It is amazing that the thing with Shayna was like we got bullied because we didn't want her to show range and wanted to just beat people up. And eventually they reached the exact same conclusion. Like, let's just have her beat people up. That was working. Okay. Amazing. I don't know. Bob, is there any good wrestlers on the roster left?
I mean, how do we feel about our tag teams? Because, like, Grizzled Young Veterans are fairly good.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
That's part of the problem, too, is there's a handful of good wrestlers left that you just won't let us take. So, like, we could take Drew right here, and it'd be a steal, and you're just not going to do it.
I will do Drew. Do Drew. I don't want to ruin your night, Bob. Just do Drew. He's got the sword and all that stuff.
He's going to use it, too.
Roderick Strong can beat Drew in a 6-minute television match. We can do that. He can fucking fling him up for that big backbreaker. Let's do that, Bob. Go ahead. Bob, call it in.
So yeah, we'll take Drew.
Wow. I'm shocked, Joseph. For that one.
Hey, what are you doing? Is McCarthy over here? What's going on?
Oh, don't get me started.
Even the StreamYard didn't want me to do that pick. It took forever for this banner to load. It was like, are you sure about this?
He's fine. See, he's a good example.
The StreamYard doesn't want Joseph to
Did I just cut out when I saw about Drew?
To say nothing about Drew McIntyre.
I was about to put Drew over the first time ever, and it cut me off. That tells us that I'm looking at him.
Omen, man.
The StreamYard is telling you.
I mean, never mind. It's in already. We can't change it.
You know who I feel like on the other end of things is somebody that we always think when his name comes up, there's always like a kind of a universal groan because it's always like he's over the hill. But then he gets in the ring and he like always delivers. Sheamus.
That is a good pick. He was doing some good stuff until they put the title on him. And like a lot of people at the company, once they put the title on him, they become less and less interesting. But yeah, I'd be here for it.
Yeah, I think he still comes through. When you drop Sheamus in the ring and just let him have a dude's rock kind of match. And so I'm going to say Sheamus.
Yeah, no, I was just tweeting about that the other day that I'm of all the like WWE straight up guys, Sheamus is legit probably my favorite because he just, it's his thing. He likes to fight. No, he just like, he just goes in there and it's really a fight. That fight on Monday, him and Damian Priest were like, destroying each other, and it's like he always does that every single time, so you can't be mad at that.
Genuinely, when there's more distance between his career, like and you know, in real time, people are going to appreciate he's one of the best TV wrestlers,
right?
He has churned out such good pro. I mean, maybe not the classics, but every time he has very good matches, so that's a good pick, very good pick. And Will, like, really, he should go a lot higher, we're being honest. But we all just kind of, we do, we shrug our shoulders, Sheamus.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. That. It's like people, you hear Sheamus and you're just like, eh. And it's just because it's an old name. But at the same time, dude can still go.
Yeah,
I love Sheamus.
Is Randy Orton still on the board?
Yes.
I can't take Drew and not Randy. That's bullshit. Take Randy Orton. Randy Orton, call it in.
Who are you thinking, O'Neal? You had somebody last round that...
Yeah, I was going to switch to Sheamus. So,
okay.
That kind of, I have one more for next round, but I think they're not going to take him. So,
okay.
Randy Orton, still very good. Need to find the right place for him. Don't think he needs to be feuding for the world title, but, you know, that is what it is.
How do you guys feel about Chad Gable?
Fuck.
Come on, man.
Fuck. You gotta take him now.
One step ahead of Robert. I love it. It's great. Every time he's thinking of a pick, I'm like, I got you.
Man, I love Gable. I don't know about this alpha stuff he's doing.
I'd be
right
okay
now.
without what's his face for sure.
But I mean, yeah, we've got Kushida there. We've got guys he can work. We've got Mustafa.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Okay. Oh, Bob, you seem very upset at that. You wanted to take Otis, I assume, Bob.
No, you know, it's take Gable. So I don't know.
Let's go. I'm sorry, I've forgotten who this is. So Shotzi Blackheart teamed with Ember Moon, and she now teams with Tegan, right?
Yeah.
And that's still a thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're two good pro wrestlers. I don't know. I have not seen them team up, but I'm sure it's good. We can pretend.
I
feel like at that point, I don't know what a women's division is, but I feel like if we had those two, we got a pretty good lineup, I think. And at one point, we had two because you were being problematic, Bob. So if we had those two. There you go. Jeremy just calls it in now. Jeremy's just write it in. It's fine. Have they still got their last names, or is that the actual official?
I think it's Shotzi and Knox.
Yeah.
I think Tegan has like her full name. Shotzi's just Shotzi.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
He's not a Blackheart, damn it. And like as I'm going up and down the roster now, I'm just like, to like everybody. I don't know. What do you guys
think? The bottom of the barrel around here.
We do. We're at how many picks here? This is y'all's. I missed the pick for you guys last time.
That's no ideal.
Yeah, they picked Gable. Sorry, I'm working on Road to the Top numbers.
Not the way, man.
We'll go. We'll do 25 picks. This is 21. So handful more.
Tough.
So we don't have a women's tag team.
WWE doesn't either.
Yeah.
We don't have one, and I kind of like the team of Team Ninja if we grab one. So, I don't know. Doesn't seem like you guys are enthused.
I didn't realize you'd reach that point of the game. Okay.
I would just try to think out of necessity because we do have floating titles that come here. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing with that, but.
How about Pete Dunne? We forgot about Pete Dunne.
I did forget about Pete Dunne.
I'm like, what else is out there?
New signee, man.
Peter Dune, as they call him.
Yes, I'm very certain on Pete Dunne.
I'd be for Pete Dunne if you want to go with that pick.
I'm not really a fan of his friend, but yeah.
You don't have to take him.
No.
I don't even know who that is.
Pete Dunne? Okay. I've never heard of him.
No, the friend. Who's the friend?
Ridge Holland.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought it was Bertrand Lorcan. They're not the thing anymore, right? Okay. Pete Dunne is a level of promo that I can't even do, that I'm going to ignore the promo thing, I'm going to be honest. That's why I ignore him. No, but seriously, he's great. One of the most consistent in-ring guys. I just... Personally, that's why we picked Ricochet. Anyway, I'm looking at this roster here, and
what if we take the Way minus Austin Theory? He's not part of that group anymore.
I'll be honest with you, I'd rather we not do that, Jeremy.
Wow, not a fan of. future AEW star. Well,
Candice is pregnant, and Johnny. If you want, I mean, if you really want Johnny, we can do
really
that.
Good.
He is, but like you know, there's other good wrestlers here, like Timothy Thatcher, and I don't know, man. It's difficult.
Dragunov, you want to take Ilya?
Yeah, well, that's actually a good pick, man. That's not bad. Honestly, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that, Jeremy. It's a good pick.
Let's run him and Walter 300 times. Get a bunch of good ratings.
Yeah, it'll all work out.
You know, I almost hate that their main roster run has made me so apathetic to them because I forget prior to WWE and then even in NXT, there was so much value to the Viking Raiders.
Yep.
And I do think for strengthening and building a tag division, the Viking Raiders is still a good pick. I'm going with the Viking Raiders.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
I thought you were going with MSK, but yeah. I don't know why I thought that bleed up thing was for MSK.
Well, they haven't been on the main roster yet.
Because I'm like, yo, let them smoke weed, you guys. Stop.
Should we just take it? I have to say, the tag team thing is kind of tragic, right? Like, yeah. We have four brands to pick from. And I kind of concluded we were just going to piece singles guys together at this point. I didn't want to do that. But, like, we could do MSK are a great team.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do those pre-tapes they do that they think they're convinced are hilarious. I mean, I think in ring, the Usos working with MSK would be
great.
Electric.
Right.
No, so I think that's probably the pick. That's, to me, it is, anyway. I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, you guys got three picks left. Mm. We got two picks left, guys.
Mm. Yeah, I wish, like, honestly, if they hadn't run the word drip into the ground, I actually think Morrison's doing some of the best work he's done. But, man.
Hell of a babyface turn for that guy.
Yes. Currently wrestling on main event.
Yes.
I don't know. I like Morrison.
You like Morrison over Priest?
No.
No. What about you, Phil?
We're just going to steal all of the mid-card titles from these guys.
Yeah. Priest.
Yeah.
Priest? Okay.
Priest, okay.
That was going to be my next pick, so that's fair. Priest is actually, like, I think he's legitimately good. And yeah, I think there is stuff to do with him. It's just, I guess I shouldn't get stuck on the age, but it is wild, right? Like, guy's approaching 40 and he's like the young gun of Monday Night Raw. It's difficult, but I think he's very good.
It's hard because he's, like, really not over. And I'm, like, almost shocked at when, like, those opening notes of his entrance hit. And maybe it's because, like, I was so used to the Thunderdome, like, just piping in the noise when that entrance would hit. And now that they're, like, not doing that, and so the entrance hits and it's just, like, silence. It's really – and then they put him in there with Jeff Hardy at Extreme Rules, and, like, everybody loves Jeff Hardy. Oh, shit. I didn't even think he's still on the board.
You'll be okay. in fairness, if we were picking people that got a reaction, we'd have stopped 35 picks ago, so I wouldn't mind too much. It'll be okay.
Honestly.
So we have two picks left.
Yeah.
We need a victory cigar last, so Bob, prepare some sort of funny pick that we're going to conclude with, okay?
Oh, God.
I already know who that pick is.
Well, Luther's not on the roster, so I don't actually know his, so... Nor is Big Money Matt, so I don't know who we're going to do in the WWE.
Jeremy knows who it is.
Yeah. All right, good. So you guys know. So I think we should go. I don't actually want her as a professional wrestler, but I think as a character on the television show, Zelina Vega can be just great. I really do. I think her charisma is it doesn't feel quite the same when she's just a wrestler on the roster, but as a personality, when she was
What if we pair Zelina with like Ricochet?
Well, you could do any. You could do the, Escobar's group. You could do that too. I'm open to it, but to me, I remember when they're in the PC doing those Raws, and she had that little faction. She was like anchoring Raw. You forget how great she is. So I think Zelina is a good pick that we can use in a range of ways in booking sessions we will never do.
Oh, I feel like that whole time period, they just like went ahead and tried to undo like everything Heyman accomplished while he was the creative director. Because what they went in, they're like, this Zelina faction like does not exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre, that was your guy, Paul. Like, no. Like pretty much nothing about that era of Paul Heyman's Raw is still going. Yeah.
Well, yep. There's that classic video where it's like meet the new faces of Raw, Aleister Black, Andrade, and Bud Murph, right? And that's an old timer looking back. I mean, we had him 18 months later; those guys were all gone.
The all timer is the first ever North American Championship match, which I think now what Ricochet is the only one left in the company. Right, yeah.
Yep, I was there for that. It was an incredible match too. Mm-hmm. Wild.
I mean, look, man, Jeff Hardy's got like one of the best entrance themes in like wrestling history, just for having an entrance that gets a pop. I'll take Jeff, although Wretch's face is just like, really?
I'm obsessed with Jeff Hardy, but I don't really know if I like to see him wrestle these days.
I take Jeff. I mean, Twitter's telling us every week how much black people like Jeff. So.
Right, I forgot. I screwed this up. Yeah, no, Jeff Hardy all the way. Hardy boys.
Jeff's one where I just don't like. You're right. The crowd still loves Jeff. Every generation of live crowds, but I just don't know what you possibly do on television, right? I really don't. It's hard. I don't know what the last pick is, guys. So feel free to lead that one. Oh, it's R-Truth. Brilliant. Oh,
okay. Not where I thought we were going, but yeah, that's fine.
Where are we going, O'Neal?
Well,
what do you think, Bob? No, Truth's fine. Yeah, I thought we were gonna do Goldberg? No, we'll take Truth.
We'll take Truth. Thanks.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the pop is R-Truth because I made Sean rage quit the draft last year.
First round. Yeah. No. And then I thought for a minute that you meant Bron Breakker, and I'm like, we shouldn't do that either.
He needs to do a little bit more.
Yeah. But we should have picked something. At least he's not 45 like the rest of our guys. We should have picked him. I mean, we picked R-Truth, who's 50.
We still can pick him.
You told me to go victory lap.
No, it's in there. It's on the board, brother. On the board. We should have took Tamina. Joel Pearl's right. Tamina was a good pick.
Oh, God.
Final pick.
If we're saving anybody else from NXT and we've got Io and Asuka, I think we should take Saray. Because what are they going to do with Saraya on NXT? It's Toxic Attraction Town there now. They're clearly doing like the weird Diva Eras commercials. Like,
as horny Twitter has dubbed them, the squirt business.
Oh my
God. What?
Where was this? Shit, your timeline's different to mine, bro. That's just wrong.
What? You just haven't seen it.
What? Well, you said that like we all knew, and I definitely didn't know.
I've heard it before.
That's crazy. What? You need to check them follows, brother.
Of Twitter is wild.
Yeah,
it's
that's
wild
crazy.
Out there. It's crazy.
I didn't realize you even followed Robert O'Neill.
Jeez.
My God.
Oh, man.
It's not the squirt business, is what you're saying. Yeah, no, I like Saray because she's another young talent. She's tremendous. Her matches are awesome. 50th pick, Saray.
Is that have we done this? We completed it. Mission Impossible is done. Are we out of this thing?
Yep.
Good Lord, man. That was that roster's. There was a time where that roster was like one of the best talent pools in the history of professional wrestling, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't think it's that anymore, guys. I really don't.
A year ago, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of talent. The thing is, a lot of these picks seem less interesting because of the way they've been used. Let's be honest, right? That's a big part of it. So there's still a lot of talent there, but there was once time where there was like you couldn't go wrong with the guys on board. I don't think that's the case anymore. It seems better to say after those 50 picks.
It was tough. Yeah,
we should have struggled to get to 50, but somehow.
We probably wouldn't have if we actually cared about the WWE product.
You want to watch some of it, probably would have helped. Yeah.
All right, I will post the rosters on the Fightful Twitter, and then fans can vote on who won, and we will go from there. All right, I will go throw to my guests here. Would you guys like to stick around for the Roads to the Top review? Or would you like to disassociate yourself from this product?
And if I
you
can't, say, yeah, I cannot be a part of Roads to the Top.
Jerry, why do I never get that option?
You're in. I'm sorry, buddy. Man.
I didn't watch it, but I wouldn't mind hanging around for the review. I don't know.
O'Neill, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
You sound very confident.
You got notes, Bob?
I do.
Oh, God bless. You're incredible. Okay, go ahead, Bell.
Here we go. History final. Bang!
All right. So, Roads to the Top. We start with Cody telling how, you know, he chose to be the face of AEW. He didn't have to be. He's just doing it out of the kindness of his heart here. So the first 15 minutes of the show are kind of lead up to his, you know, famous patriotism promo. And you kind of think like, hey, you know, he's going to realize this was a bad idea. So, you know, we get the whole lead up to that. And then they show most of the promo and then they show Brandy crying about how good it was. And everyone except Cody and Brandy, they cut to backstage. It has this confused look on their face. And so they didn't learn any lessons from that promo. It's a really weird way to start that show, but it gets a little bit better. You know, Brandy's talking about how her pregnancy hasn't gone great. You know, she's been sick and tired, and she explains that when she delivers the baby, Cody's going to see things that'll gross him out. And he reminds her that he knows where babies come from, and he's seen that before. Cody's also struggling. He's struggling with his job a little bit because he wants to put the company first, but he also wants to win all the time because he's a big old mark. So then we get a little bit more into the promo and again, just doesn't realize why people disliked it so much. And I think that's an issue. But then they go home and, you know, Cody makes Brandy a cake for her first Mother's Day, which, you know, really nice gesture. And they discuss if they're ready for the baby or not. Brandy is, Cody's not, probably will have to be soon because the baby's coming, man. So let me go back to Jacksonville. Cody says there's nothing fake about wrestling. It's choreographed, but the injuries are real. Brandy's concerned that when she comes back from all this, she's not going to get her spot back, which I don't think she needs to really worry about. She's going to do her work. Jade Cargill was in a segment with Red Velvet and slapped her too hard, so Brandy's got to go get that situation under control. Cody's got to talk to Ricky Starks about appearing on TV with his injury, even though he's not wrestling, and how he's going to maneuver that whole thing. So they work that out, and then we get to what is actually the highlight of the episode, where Brandy's mom and Cody's mom and sister planned a baby shower for Brandy. Cody's sister doesn't really like Brandy very much because she used the Rhodes name and didn't clear it with Cody's sister, except she cleared it with Dusty and Cody. So, I mean, that feels like the more important people to clear it with.
You got just over 30 seconds, Bob.
Yeah, no, we're wrapping it up here.
Okay, good.
Also, Brandy's planning to get a night nanny to sleep train the baby, and she keeps telling everyone at the baby shower about it, and Cody's mom's not happy about it. Brandy's mom's not happy about it, so some tension there that will
20 seconds, Bob.
Build throughout the season here. And then we finish with Brandy making her own wine label. She can't try the wine because she's pregnant, so she brings in Jade and Red Velvet to try the wine, and they work out the differences, and that's how we end the first episode.
Wow, that was sharp. That was legitimately nearly exactly 3 minutes. Well done, Bob. Good job. Hit his outro, Jeremy. History
final, bang! Good job, O'Neill.
Yeah.
Bob, that sounded awful.
You know what the thing is? Like, and I'm going to be serious for a moment here. Like, the part with the promo taking up, like, almost half the episode, that was bad. But, like, yeah, the baby shower stuff and the family stuff is kind of interesting.
I did watch it, and just my short note on it is that the Brandy stuff is the more interesting stuff. The stuff with, like, having to play Peacemaker with Jade Cargill and Red Velvet, like all that stuff was like actually really good. And her having to deal with the pregnancy and like the stuff with the Rhodes family. The stuff that's the least interesting part is
no one's Cody surprised. Rhodes just it's wanting Cody to... Rhodes. Cody Rhodes. Yeah. It's Cody like, Rhodes. Come on.
Like if this was just like a Brandy reality show, I'd actually be fine with that. I feel like she has a way more interesting story. And like, the only things I want to know about Cody is like her dealings with, or Brandy's dealings with him. Other than that, I don't care.
Cody wants us to know that he's Captain America. The whole show is like, I'm Captain America, you guys. Here's why.
This should be Cody's new thing. He just makes TV shows that he's the least interesting part of and then makes another one and just keeps going. Should be an incredible portfolio in a few years.
Yeah, and then we learned that Big Shoddy Lee and Julia Hart are dating. That was
interesting.
That came out in the episode.
Interesting. I legitimately thought when they were doing the Cody promo stuff that he was going to have this come to Jesus thing of like, yeah, that didn't quite work. And then Brandy.
That's adorable.
Like, made me cry. It was the greatest promo ever. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that means he's going to do it in one day.
He'll be fine. He'll buy the NWA soon and just leave. He'll be fine.
Guys,
honestly.
Grapsody premieres this Saturday, was October 2nd, youtube.com/Fightful, noon, 12 o'clock Eastern, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. You'll see these three faces on there discussing the professional wrestling.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Go ahead. I was gonna say yes. I was gonna plug the youtube.com/Fightful, which everybody's already watching here, but I'm gonna give you guys an individual chance to plug everything. And I will start with you, Reg.
Grapsody's happening noon on Saturday. Righteous Reg, blackwrestlings.com, BW500. New PWI is about to drop. The women's 150 top women's issue is dropping later this month in October. I got a cool article in there about Jazz. We'll drop that news. Dropped an article about Jazz in the next PWI, so please get that. Listen on Saturday.
Well,
actually, the funny thing is, in joining Grapsody and Fightful, that's now all I have going on because I decided to cut everything else out of my life. I mean, you know, I hosted RBR Weekly Wrestling Talk for 16 years, and I want those guys to continue to do well. So I will say, continue to check out RBR Wrestling. You can find them at RBR Wrestling. Paul Griffin is still hosting there. He's UnPaulFessional on Twitter. And then Cody's still hosting. He's at Cody. He actually just got the handle Cody with a K, but he did actually get that handle. And then I am William RBR on Twitter, and I do host Grapsody. It'll be on every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on youtube.com/Fightful. And then it'll also be available in audio form on all ways you can get Fightful podcasts.
This is why that guy's the hard-nosed vet, man. He had all the plugs ready, man.
Seriously, I'm telling you. 16 years in the game. 16 years in the game.
Come on, man. He's clearly the weight of our big three, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just probably Udonis Haslam hanging out in the background.
I'm definitely Mario Chalmers. So,
but check out Grapsy. We're really excited about it. You can read my Lee Moriarty article that just went out yesterday, and I just put out a Cody article that went out this morning about his reactions lately and how he can reverse that. So feel free to check that out at Bleacher Report.
Guys, again, Grapsody, noon Saturday. It is live. I was not sure if it was live or taped. It is live. Everybody come hang out. Come be in the chat. Send your super chats.
Send us super chats.
Yes.
Jeremy, it is worth noting. We need to make a plea here. Now that you guys on Saturday are going to hear an actual good wrestling podcast, can you please can you come back just a couple times over the next few weeks? We understand we've been fooling you for the last 18 months, pretending this is a good podcast. But even when you hear a good one, stick with us because Bob's going to review Road to the Top, which is, I don't think the guys are going to do that at least. So maybe we can still do that. I don't know. No, seriously, sport guys, it's going to be awesome for sure.
Noon on Saturday. Thank you guys, all three of you, for joining us today. Once I knew about the announcement and heard about it, I was very excited and I reached out to Will. I was like, when are you guys premiering? Let's do this. Come on the show. Let's do some promotion. Let's have some fun with this. Yeah, as Joseph said, an actual good podcast is going to be on this platform. And
I never thought it would happen, Jeremy. I thought we were safe around here.
That's why they're going to kick us to another channel, Joseph. We're going to be booted from the channel altogether. O'Neill, do you have anything to plug?
No, not really. Just follow me on Twitter. Right. Robert O'Neill 31. Yeah.
No one follow you on Twitter. Joseph, are we gonna be on Twitch?
We sure are, pal. Yes, we are.
Guys will be on Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Head over there. What are we doing? I don't know. Maybe O'Neill will join us over there. God.
I hope so. You know, that Robert O'Neill guy is pretty good. He's, believe it or not, he's pretty good.
We're going to talk about the Sixers.
No, we're fucking not. We're not going to do that.
Oh, man. You're going to address the Ben Simmons stuff?
Oh, there goes that.
We're not doing that.
You know what? Speaking of basketball really quick, because I have to just throw out a note that everybody has been dunking on the TMZ article because it said that it talked about Michael Porter Jr. Not wanting to get vaccinated. It said one of the most famous players in the league. And they're like, wait, hold on. Michael Porter Jr. And like, as a Nuggets fan, I resent that because like,
no,
he's definitely, I mean, he's one of our starters. Like Michael Porter Jr. is definitely one of the top Nuggets players. But on the other hand, as somebody who believes in vaccinations, the fact that he's being dunked on as hard as he is, actually.
Will, they called him one of the biggest stars in the league. He's not even the top two star on his team.
What incredible closing statement this was about vaccination.
Guys, so, I'll be on Twitch. Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Will, you can't defend Michael Porter Jr. I won't.
No, I can't. No, okay. The only thing I can defend is he could sink a three. But other than that,
what are your thoughts on vaccinations?
Hey, you guys made the right move and picked him and didn't pick Wendell Carter. So, you know.
It's not all bad.
Not all bad, man.
Guys, we'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Head over to, is it The Late Night Grin, Joseph? Do you know the URL?
Don't start fueling that issue that I'm having. It's just latenightgrin.com. That's okay.
Over to latenightgrin.com. Go over there. $1 a month. Get a bunch of extra audio and all that fun stuff. Guys, thank you. Thank you again for joining us for the mock draft. Guy, everybody in the chat, appreciate it. Appreciate all the support. Thank you, guys. Everyone, have a good time. We will talk to y'all over on the Twitch.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.